Hey, Frank speaking.
Frank, this is Carl down from maintenance since your apartment building. We got around to working on the hot water heater today, and it looks like we'll have hot water for you by the time you get home today.
Okay, good deal.
Hello. In your back bedroom, you have a little oak dresser like a night table. Doesn't really match the rest of the set.
Wait a minute. You're there for the hot water heater.
Would you consider selling that?
No, I don't consider selling it. What are you doing back there?
I was working on your hot water heater.
And what are you doing in the bedroom?
And I got some grease on my pants and my and my underwear.
Yeah.
And so I just took them off and I threw them in your washer. And I was just in
You're using my washer?
I don't have any pants on. I swear, I'll be gone in like 15 minutes. I was just laying down on your bed.
On the bed? Hey, wait a minute. What is your name again?
Carl.
And who's your boss, Carl?
Supervisor Randy.
Randy?
Well, I can't leave without my pants and underwear.
Well, I suggest you just get them out of the wash now. And, you know, I don't care if you go streaking through the parking lot. That's not my business.
Just give me 15 minutes, okay? 15 minutes.
No, you don't have 15 minutes. You don't have 5. You're gone.
I didn't think you would mind, but just give...
I do mind.
So I don't want, you know, the other tenants to see me with grease on my...
Well, you're a serviceman. You're supposed to have grease.
Well, you didn't have to get personal.
I'm not getting personal with you.
You didn't have to get that way.
Carl, you better get dressed. You better get out, and you better do it now.
I don't have any pants on.
This is Motor Freight. Frank speaking.
Frank, this is Carl down for maintenance, and there's a cashew chicken in here, and how old is this?
Wait a minute. What are you doing going through in my refrigerator?
You going to eat this?
Carl?
Were you going to eat that tonight when you got home?
Eat it tonight? What do you think I'm going to do with it?
I don't have any pants on.
You get your out. What is your problem, man?
I don't have a problem. I got chicken.
You're eating my chicken.
What kind of human being are you that would kick a man out with no pants on, won't let him lay on his bed and rub around and eat his cashew chicken?
What do you mean rub around my bed? What is your problem, man? You don't go rubbing around on my bed. You're eating my chicken. You get your out. What was that?
It's one of your beers from the
you get out.
Fridge. I
call, man.
That's not bad. Could you get some import beer next time I come over?
You better get out, and you better do it now.
You care if I go ahead and drink this, though? Because I don't want to put it back in the fridge and then have it get all,
put it in a brown paper bag and get out. Since you're going through the whole house, just look in the cupboard and you'll find a brown paper bag. Put it, just take the beer and get out. This is Frank.
Hey, Frank, this is Carl.
Hey. Get your chicken and get your out of my house.
Your mother-in-law says that she can't come over and babysit Tyler.
What are you doing answering my telephone, Carl?
I checked your messages.
You did what?
I was in the back bedroom rubbing on your bed.
What is your problem?
I am drinking domestic beer.
Well, you, pal.
Hold on, your other line is ringing.
Carl. I don't know what to do.
Hey, Frank, do you want to get like 10 weeks of the Star Tribune?
No, I don't. I pick it up on the way to work.
They'll bring it to your house, though, they said.
I don't care if they...
Well, hold on, let me go.
Your pigeon.
Hold on.
Carl. For everything. Hello?
Frank?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and get on out of here, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind, Carl.
You don't need to get all uncool about this. I mean, I'm trying to help you out.
Carl, I'm being real cool.
You'll have hot water when you get home.
Big deal. You got my brain going around in circles here. I can't even think straight right now.
I'm going to give you a T-shirt.
What am I going to do with a T-shirt?
It's a special T-shirt.
Keep your T-shirt. Keep your attitude. Take the chicken.
I ate the chicken. The beer's half done. I'm taking that, too. But listen, this is a radio T-shirt.
All right.
Uh-huh. It's from the radio station that does the candid birthday calls with Van and Cheryl in the morning on KS95.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh.